Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
What two things do women want most in the whole world? That's right, they want big boobs and they want to be able to eat biscuits. Now, these, we heard about these a while ago, and when we heard about them, we had to get some. They are the greatest invention of all time. They're from Japan, and they're called F-cup cookies. And this is where we find out if they actually work and if they do make girls' boobs grow a bit bigger.
Do you think they're a better invention than electricity?
Gosh, yeah.
All right, okay.
We've got a volunteer. I've got the F-cup cookies right here. You haven't replaced these with custard creams or something, have you, Laura?
Why would I want to eat them?
Oh, no, they're still...
I look like Dolly Parton.
Right, we've got a volunteer. We'll talk to her in a minute. Now, we were talking about these ages ago on the show, months ago, and it took us quite a while to track them down and to get us some. And this is when we called Japan to try and get hold of the F-cup cookies.
Moshi moshi. I'd like to buy some F-cup cookies.
I'm sorry?
F-cup cookies.
F-cup cookie?
Yeah.
So you want to take out some cookie?
Yeah, F-cup cookies.
What is F-cup cookie? I'm sorry, we don't know F-cup cookie.
You've never heard of them?
Like a cookie?
They're cookies, but you know, ladies?
Mm-hmm.
They make their breasts grow bigger.
Ladies?
Ladies? Makes their boobies bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You eat the cookie, boobies bigger.
So big cookie.
Big boobies.
Big booby cookie.
Big booby cookie, yes.
Just a moment, please.
Thank you.
You're calm.
It's not going to ask for big booby cookies, is it?
I thought they were popular in Japan.
Hello.
Hello.
This room service.
Hello.
I'm sorry, we don't know how about your cookie, so we have connecting some takeout corner.
Oh, okay.
Can I transport to takeout corner?
Yes, please.
Some restaurant.
Thank you.
So please hold this phone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm looking for F-cup cookies.
Oh, we have you. We prepare with as cookies and size your S, M, L.
What happens is they're for ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And the ladies eat the cookies, and their breasts grow bigger. And big boobies.
Boobies? Sorry, I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't sell them, no?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
All right, thank you very much for your help.
Sorry, Mr.
Thank you.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Rubbish. Couldn't find them anywhere, could we?
No.
Couldn't find them.
Big booby cookie.
Not even takeout corner had them.
I'm sorry, we don't know how about your cookie, so we have connecting some takeout corner.
No, nothing.
Moshi moshi.
Right. Now, one of our Japanese listeners... Hello to you.
Moshi moshi.
Sent some in, and they're here now. How many Japanese listeners do you think we got in Japan?
Loads.
Probably just the one, I think. And his name, is it a he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Yoki Aoki. So,
moshi moshi.
To you, Yoki Aoki. And thank you very much for sending in the F-cup cookies. In a minute, we're going to meet our volunteer. She wants big boobies. She loves eating biscuits, and we will play Big Booby Cookies next.
Moshi moshi. Take out corner.
Boobies. Boobies.
Big booby cookie.
That's the theme. Do you like it?
You can tell the one that doesn't speak has had quite an easy couple of weeks.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, guess what kind of holiday I went on?
A TV watching one?
Apart from that.
All inclusive?
No. I went on safari.
You went on safari?
I went on safari. You can't really imagine me looking through a pair of binoculars, can you? At some zebras.
Not at animals.
But I did.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Why does the idea of you, of me going on safari amuse you so much?
Because I just imagine you in kind of knee-length khaki shorts.
It wasn't like that.
And one of those funny kind of big hunting hat.
No, it wasn't like that at all.
Were you dressed all in khaki?
No, I wasn't. There wasn't any beige short action at all.
What did you wear then?
Just my normal clothes. It was freezing as well.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, they put a blanket over me at one point. So I was just like... like a tartan blanket. It was brilliant. Didn't see anything.
But you didn't see anything
not
at
no.
all?
I think
were
I
you looking the right way?
I think I chose the only safari place in South Africa where you don't see anything. I didn't read the small print probably, I don't think.
So what happened? You just right. got on the back of a truck and sat under a tartan rug for an hour or so, did you?
You sit in a Jeep, which is kind of like, what? They woke us up at 4 a.m, right? We had to get in this Jeep and
was
go...
it dark? That's why you didn't see anything. Because you went at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, it wasn't dark. It's summer there. Right, and we had to go looking for the animals. I was quite excited at first. And I had my sunglasses on, so the lady couldn't see I was nodding off. And every now and again... the Jeep would, like, screech to a halt and wake me up, at which point she goes, look, a red-billed duck. Brilliant. At one point, she stops the Jeep and goes, look, there, look. We're like, what, a tiger? No, a millipede. Then wake me up at 4 o'clock to see a millipede. Where's the lions? Oh. I'd like to see, like, an elephant or two, maybe.
Mm. Why didn't you just stay here and go to London Zoo?
Well... now, that did cross my mind as we were looking at our 11th millipede.
I'm sure they do rugs for you.
I wanted to see, like, a rhino or something. I mean, you always hear from people who've been on safari and say it was, like, the best time of their lives. I didn't see a thing. I quite enjoyed riding around in the Jeep at half past four, but I didn't see anything. I think I saw an antelope. That was it.
But you're not sure? It could just have been a tree with some big branches.
It might have been. Also... Once you've seen one zebra, do you know what I mean? How interesting can it be? Radio 1 Podcasts. Have I missed anything Amy Winehouse-wise while I've been away on holiday?
No, she's fine.
She all right, is she?
Yeah, never better.
Can you hear that thudding noise?
Yeah, big time. Is it giving you a headache?
Is it next door?
I think so, yeah. In there.
Oh, let's get louder.
It's in that studio next door.
Would you
door
mind
to
just going and asking them to turn it down?
You're closer, you go and do it.
Well, I think they have now.
There you go, you see? Just the threat of me maybe going in there to tell them to turn it down.
I think that's what it was.
I think they were so worried they turned it off.
Yeah, it's gone now.
See?
Well done.
Just one look through the window.
To be honest, I was a bit scared of going in there.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know who's in there. Yeah, I'm scared.
Leave it to me.
Oh, no, it's back. What do I do now?
Now, it's your turn now.
Oh, why can't you do it?
No, you do it. Go on. Be a man. Be a man.
Hi. It appears to be Kate Lawler from Big Brother.
Right, well, you surely must be able to have her.
It really is Kate Lawler from Big Brother.
Go in there and tell her to turn it down.
Excuse me. Chopper says, can you turn it down a bit?
No. You've got to go and say turn it down.
They have.
Have they?
Yeah.
Brilliant. There you go then, now right. You're all right. I can't believe you're using me as an excuse for them.
It's 5:12 on Radio 1. If you've just finished work...
Now they're giving us evils back through there. They are.
Are they?
I think they've deliberately turned it up as well.
Oh. Maybe if you... because you're more kind of rrr than me. Maybe if you had a word...
I'm not taking on Kate Lawler, no.
You're not? No. If it was Brian Dowling, that'd be fine, wouldn't it? Excuse me.
I'd have battered him by now.
if you've just finished work.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for our brand new game show on Radio 1. Big Booby Cookie.
Mochi. Take out corner.
Boobies.
Boobies. Big Booby Cookie.
That's right, welcome to Big Booby Cookie on Radio 1. It's going to be good, this, tell you. Can I just point out as
well...
Are
you the host?
Looks that way. Can I just point out, this is an actual kind of proper scientific experiment, okay? Now, our volunteer is a nice lady called Fran. Hi, Fran.
Hello.
Now, she's a friend of Sarah, who works in our office, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
And for some reason, you've decided that you would like to eat some biscuits and to get bigger boobs.
Yes, for some reason, some silly reason.
You do want bigger boobs, though.
Of course I do.
See, that's what girls want.
Yeah.
And they want to eat biscuits. Now, I know this is...
You just tried to look around your monitor for a quick look, then.
I did.
Did you? I saw you.
I did do that, yeah.
But you're welcome. Have a look.
I look all right.
They could be bigger.
Okay, if you don't mind me asking, what size are they at the moment?
Well, they're at 32C.
32C, okay. Yes. Well, we're going to check that out properly because we've got a nice lady here who's going to measure you in a minute, okay?
Okay.
Now, we're here to measure. We have Catherine, who works in an underwear shop, don't you?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hello.
Now, how do you do this, then? How do you actually measure them? I'm just I've never tried it myself, and I'd just like to know, Catherine, that's all.
Well, you actually measure around the back first.
Right.
And we don't actually, in our shop, we don't measure around the chest.
Right.
But I can guess.
Oh, okay.
I definitely not a C.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh,
break it to her gently.
Yeah.
This is all very good news. Very good news. Brilliant.
You're probably 32 around the back.
Right.
But yeah, I would put you...
And you can tell that just by looking at them.
Yeah. But I can measure you. Lift your arms up.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so
you're definitely a 32.
Right. And you know that just by just seeing.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So
I don't know where to look at the moment.
Now, before we do this, Fran, can I ask you why do you want to go through with this? Apart from, I mean, I know you want bigger ones, but like, really?
Well, I read the ingredients of the cookies, and the content of chocolate won me over.
Okay, right. Now, you have signed the important waiver, have you?
Of course, yes.
Right, I have it here.
Yeah.
I've signed it away. It is actually a full-on three-page document. It's more than had to be filled in before you did that horse riding thing.
Now, you have spoken to a doctor.
I have, yeah, my doctor.
Right, and what did they say? It's all fine.
She said she was very, very supportive.
Was she?
Yeah. We went on the website, we looked at a picture.
Yeah.
And she's fabulous, she's got great breasts.
Excellent,
go
okay.
And get some.
Your doctor said, fabulous, she's got great breasts, let's go go and get some.
Yeah, fully
supportive. You and your doctor sat and looked at websites of breasts?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a first for me, I must say. I've never Googled on in the doctor's surgery, it was fun.
You need to give me the name of your doctor after we go off air, I think. Anyway.
I'll just take the name of the website.
Right, okay, Catherine.
Hello.
Are you ready with the tape measure, love?
I am.
Okay, right. If you could officially measure Fran, please, who's about to taste one of the first F Cup cookies.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you're measuring up a 32 around the back. You're telling me you're a 32C.
Yeah.
But you're 32 double D.
Is that good?
So before even taking cookies, you've...
Wow.
You're a double D.
Oh, that is very exciting.
It's made your day, isn't it, Fran?
Oh, yes. Brilliant.
Do you need another look to check as well now?
So they're double Ds, are they?
These are double Ds.
30 what?
32 double D.
32 double D. Chappers.
Yeah.
Don't listen, okay? Don't listen for a second. Is that good?
Yes.
Right. Is that a double D?
That's great.
Okay.
Is that
right.
A double D?
It is.
Can you measure again just to make sure, please?
It's massive.
No, we won't. Honestly, we won't look.
You don't believe me.
Chappers, turn away. We won't look.
Okay.
Everybody that's looking at the webcam at the moment, stop what you're doing right now. Do not look.
I cannot believe that an executive producer member of management has just come down to look through the window. Reese, you are a disgrace.
You perv. I knew it. He came down to see Annie Nightingale, apparently.
Yeah,
whatever. Okay, right, so they're definitely, what, 32 double D?
32 double D.
Okay. Right, let's open the cookies and let's give one to Fran right now.
Brilliant, fabulous. Right.
Okay, these are from Japan.
Just the one.
Just the one.
Yeah. Don't leave them hanging around.
Like a bar.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
Hang on, nearly there. Alright, okay.
Alright.
What do they taste like?
What are they like?
Catherine?
No chocolate in this, I'd like to say.
Oh. Can I ask, do you measure lots of boobs?
Yeah, about 30 women a day.
Right, which shop is that?
La Senza on Old Broad Street.
Oh, all right.
Liverpool Street.
Okay. How's it taste?
Clagging up my throat a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, never mind your throat. What about your boobs, love? What's happening?
I'm busting out of my bra already.
Yeah, I thought that was what had happened. One bite.
I was expecting miracles.
Obviously, it doesn't work like that. Right, we're going to have you on every day, if that's all right, giving us updates, okay? Yeah. And now let's have a little bet in the studio as to what bra size we think Fran will end up. At the moment, she's a 32 double D. What do you think?
I think she'll stay a 32 double D.
Right. Laura.
What? That's not being offensive,
They're
is it?
They're supposed to make them bigger.
You little faith.
I've had a look at Fran's boobs, and I think that with the help of the cookie, she'll go up to a 32E.
Right, 32E.
Yeah.
All right.
Just one size up.
Just one size up.
This'll be good.
Okay. I don't know much
about this. Yeah, I think you'll go up to one size.
Do you?
Then you'll
you're
have
the
to
expert,
come in
Catherine.
Buy another
bra there. Oh, I will.
I'm saying... I don't actually know. 40F.
40F?
Is that...
She's going to be fat around the back then.
Seriously,
I'm sorry.
Don't even try and explain it to him. It's a waste of time.
I'm so sorry, Fran. I didn't.
I really hope I'm not going to be a 40.
I was just a stab in the dark. I really don't know. Honestly, I don't know what I'm talking about. Honestly, I really don't know anything about women's breast size
or
anything.
Stay 32 around the back, please.
Right, okay. I wasn't saying that you're going to have
you've
a fat back.
You've just kind of implied that she's going to put on about 4 stone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Anyway, we'll speak to you, Fran, soon. And thank you very much to Catherine for coming in as well and doing the measuring.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. And the actual sugar babes are here at Radio 1. Hello.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hiya. You all right?
Very
fine,
well, thank you.
Can I have a marshmallow, please?
Yeah, look, what I've done, you know how when people go on holiday,
yes.
They always bring back sweets for the office, don't they? And I've never done that before, but I have, and these are all South Africa. Heidi's just tried one of McCadbury's top decks.
It was lovely.
Nice, yeah.
Mm. Hang on a minute, on your massive wages, you've come back from holiday with a pack of marshmallows and one bag
that's
of
really
chocolates for us.
I think you'll find it's
the hobnobs are lovely, though.
They are nice.
Amel's trying a hobnob.
You didn't bring them back.
No. We noticed nobody's tried the tangerines in the corner.
No,
everyone's gone for the chocolate.
The healthy option, they're not even open.
Now, Keisha, what are the marshmallows like?
They're really nice. Is it got something like a mint thing going on? Over
well, there's a giraffe on the front, which means they might be giraffe flavoured. Listen, before we start the interview, would you do me a favour?
Yeah.
Right. Kate Lawler from Big Brother, remember her?
Yeah.
She's next door. She's a DJ now, right? I went in once to ask them to turn it down because you can hear the really loud on Radio 1. You can hear it now. Listen. Can you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, would you be... Because you're famous, right? I reckon they might take more notice of you if you could just go in there and ask them to turn it down a bit.
Should you go?
Yeah, right.
Go on, please, because they'll listen to you. Go on, Amel. No, just say, excuse me, can I turn it down? Really. Can you go on?
I don't know what abuse I'll get back.
No, just because we're on air, aren't we?
Yeah, but for girls, it's different anyway because she's more likely to give us a fist in the face.
Why don't you shut up and get out of my room?
You could have Kate Lawler in a fight. Oh, God. Okay, should we send Laura in?
We'll send Laura. Laura will be fine.
Okay.
I like the way you and me both step back.
Yeah, as though you have no involvement whatsoever.
I can see it through the window. There's someone looking at us.
Is Kate Lawler giving you evils now?
She's doing someone talking about something.
And it's still blooming going on. Go on, Amel,
yeah,
please.
She's actually dancing.
And they're looking at us. I think they know. Doesn't matter. Oh, well.
All right, never mind. Maybe I'll play this music behind us, then no one will notice. Right. This is amazing. Since the last time I saw you, which is probably about a year ago, you're all the same. No, normally by now someone's left. It's just like, yeah, there's 1, 2, 3. It's really good. The Scott Mills Daily. Let me ask you this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same difference, okay? Is it wrong that I quite like them now? Just a little bit.
Do you mean like them as people or like them artistically? Or both, maybe?
Both. The thing is, when they first came on, I was like, oh, God, this is wrong on every level.
Yeah. Right?
And now, I think it's so wrong that it's right. What do you think, George, off the news?
I absolutely love them. They're my favourite. I want them to win.
Don't be ironic.
No, I'm not. I really do. I even...
And what? And then you'd go and buy their single and
no,
album?
No, I wouldn't buy their single and their album, but I think they should win. They're better than Rydian and Leon.
So popular. I love better them. Than Rydian?
Yeah.
I love Leon. He's brilliant because he can't get excited about anything, can he?
He looked bored to tears when he was doing the one I saw on Saturday night.
So you met Michael Bublé. That must have been really exciting. Yeah, it was okay. I mean, it's like, hello.
Although, to be fair, that would be quite hard to get excited about, wouldn't it?
I'd love to meet the Bubermeister, actually.
A few people think you look like him.
No, I do not. No, I don't. Don't start that up again. No, I do not look like Michael Bublé. Really, listen to their...
Are you the only person that calls him the Bubermeister?
Maybe.
His mum does.
Right, listen to their performance from Saturday's X Factor. They were doing this. The lyric, that's not right, the lyrics, is it? They're brother and sister. Oh, she cried at the end as well.
Oh, I can feel the tears welling up myself.
But she did manage to recover to do that. A really annoying thing she does where she puts an imaginary phone to her head. Pick up the phone, call me, vote for us. Ah!
Do you know what I thought on Saturday night?
Call me.
Is this wrong? I actually thought that she's got great legs.
Okay, good. Is that it?
Yeah, but I kind of think I shouldn't really like her like that.
Why? Well, she's very attractive.
Just felt a bit wrong.
Well, not as wrong as this. Listen. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you. Oh, that's not right.
No, it's not.
I don't like it when they do those
love songs.
I don't like it. This is the what. What about this one? You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when you love
inside. Jitterbug into my brain. It goes now.
You've got to love them, haven't you?
You can't say that they sound better than Rydian.
They're brilliant. I love it.
No, I'm liking them. Strength. I am liking them because it's all wrong and I love it. You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when you love inside. Video One Podcasts. I know you're trying my hobnobs and my Cadbury's top decks. Would anyone like an F cup cookie? Have you heard of these?
What's oh my that? God! Do you know what? I heard it on your show. Actually,
what is it?
Yeah. I listen to you quite regularly. And then were your boobs bigger?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Mm-hmm. Remember I told you that hide?
I might want some.
From Bangkok, Hong Kong.
From Japan.
Oh. Sorry.
Not same place, but you know. Okay.
Right. What happens is you eat them. And your boobs do actually get...
Does it work?
Is it proven? Because I'll try as many as I can.
We don't know, because we started the experiment only today with a girl called Fran, and we got them measured and everything, and she's starting to eat the cookies.
She's had one.
How
of
many
today.
Do you have to eat?
Well, I don't know. We gave her a whole box, and we're going to...
A day?
Not a box a day, Heidi. Don't be ridiculous.
They'd be round her knees by the end of
No.
Swinging them around the room.
But they're from Japan, and you eat them, and you get bigger boobs, so we'll find out. Because what do girls want most? Big boobs and be able to eat biscuits, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. No? Yeah, but do you get bigger at everything else along with it?
I don't know.
You know
see.
What? It's from the weight gain. Your boobs get bigger.
What?
Yeah. Maybe that's just it.
No.
Eat the cookies, put weight on.
Because the I think it's the trans fats.
This is the science bit.
Here's the science bit.
Yeah,
right? I think the trans fats in them only go directly to your boobs.
Ah.
Oh my God, so, can I get some?
Would you want some?
Yeah.
Right.
How many you got?
If you can, right, our Japanese listener, his name is Yoki Aoki, right? If you, as one of the sugar babes, make a personal appeal on air to him now.
He's on probably, behalf of all the sugar babes.
He's listening in Japan. Yoki Aoki, say moshi moshi to him, right? And just do a message, and he blatantly sends some more in.
Hi, Yoki Yoki. Mushy Mushy.
No, Yoki Ayoki.
Yoki Ayoki.
Yoki Ayoki.
Oki Yayoki. I'll be very grateful if you could find in your heart to send up some boob growing biscuits. That'd be lovely.
F cup cookies. There we are.
F cup cookies.
Do they need to sign the disclaimer?
Yeah, sign the form.
Just in case anything goes wrong, we have a contract.
So our friend Fran is trying them out, right? And would you like to join the sweepstake because we're just trying to kind of guess how big they'll get. At the moment, she's a 32 double D.
She hasn't got that far to go.
Well, we didn't think she was a double D. We think they got it wrong in the measuring.
In our expert opinion, we thought she was around a C. Yeah.
Okay, so she's still quite nice size.
And she wants bigger boobs. So, what did I say? A 40?
You thought she'd go up to a 40?
40F.
Yeah.
What do you think, Heidi? Just have a guess, you know. Just join the sweepstake.
I don't reckon they'll grow.
You don't?
No.
Wait, but she wouldn't hunt. What was she before?
C. 31.
C, yeah,
32.
32?
Yeah.
She won't go into a 40 then because your back doesn't grow, your boobs do.
Right.
So you see how men are. Do you know they
know? It's all right.
Yeah, you know, men don't get this. So really, she'll really stay at 32, but the boob will go bigger.
So well, not if she gains weight. No, the back will go bigger if she gains weight.
Yeah, big old.
We don't like big backs.
Yeah, big old backs.
Did you ever think they'd teach you about boobs?
I never thought I'd be sat here in all my career at Radio 1 at 5:20 in the afternoon talking to the sugar babes about breasts. It's just weird. They do sell great things in Japan, though, don't they? You must have been there.
I've never been. I'd love to go.
I've been to Japan.
Have you, Keisha?
Yes.
What's it like?
It was great. I have loads of memories in Japan. And
you didn't see any cookies on sale while you were there, no?
No, I didn't.
Right.
But no, it's like massive buildings. And I remember sitting at a red light for no exaggeration for at least 10 minutes waiting for everyone to cross. It's like 20,000 people just wandering the street.
I thought you would have been there.
No, I'd love to go.
I thought you'd have been there as a band.
But I'd like to go there on holiday, not with the band.
With the first lineup. That's where we split up.
Well, that's Scott.
It is. In the middle of an interview. In the middle of an interview in Japan.
Yeah.
What, you split up in the middle of an interview in Japan?
Yeah.
What happened? What, Siobhan just went, right, we're in Japan, I quit.
Just going to go to the toilet and she never came back.
She didn't.
That's actually true. I'm not joking. It was upsetting at the time, but it's nice to know you can look back and have a giggle.
Well, it's a few years ago now. You get over it, don't you? Do you know what I mean?
You hope.
I got over it. Don't think she
I
did,
think that's why we've never been invited over these things.
What, because Siobhan left?
Hate mail.
Oh, well, I think it just tarnished the name of Sugar Babes.
What, because Siobhan was there? What do you mean?
No, because they didn't...
a performance and they don't take it very lightly if you just...
They don't take rudeness politely.
At all.
I see.
Lightly.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Oh, I've got an idea. It's time to face the music, ladies and gentlemen. Same difference. Right? I've got some ideas for songs that they could do in the final.
Go on.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to have your face. Same difference. Same difference.
This is.
What do you think?
I feel ill. Stop it now.
Hello, darling. It's Simon Cowell. Here's Same Difference. No?
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, please, chappers, will you go and tell them now?
I'm not doing it.
That what is quite naughty.
That is really
rude.
And the fact is, she's through the glass and she
knows that she can see us.
What, Kate Lawler?
Well, she's bouncing in and out. She's dancing.
At the moment, next door, Kate Lawler is DJing, and it's quite loud, and as you can probably hear...
She keeps turning the music up.
How many
out?
Times have you asked?
I'm looking at us.
Three times now, really? Heidi.
I tell you what, listen.
Yeah.
Let's get together, make a cup of tea, slip in a laxative.
Shall we?
Offer it.
She's going to toilet all night.
Shall we?
All day today.
Shall we?
Because then she'd have to leave the room, and then we just turn it down ourselves.
Have you got any laxatives on you?
We can get some chemist around the corner.
Can we?
Yeah.
Should we get one of your people to go out?
Yeah,
put a good six,
I know
seven
people.
In there.
Yeah,
leave the toilet for days.
That's a brilliant idea.
No noise pollution, no more.
God, you're evil. I love that.
Oh my God!
What about if she leaves the room and still leaves the music up?
Because then we can go in there.
Go in there.
Oh, I see. You're always thinking, aren't you?
She'll be someplace else.
Right. Okay.
Duh.
Yeah, right. Please, chappers.
No, I'm not doing it. Why isn't the one that doesn't speak?
Will you do it?
Just go.
At least everyone listening will know that this girl.
Give him a look.
It's being really nasty.
Doesn't listen.
Tell everyone on air.
Does she know we're live on air?
I don't know. Let's see what happens. Did you do it? Did you speak? Did you actually speak? Oh, amazing.
Oh, the man, he doesn't...
He doesn't speak, and he spoke, doesn't he?
That's how serious it was.
That's how serious it was.
He gave her a look.
He gave her a dead look.
Yeah. He just stared Kate Lawler out, and that was enough. Yeah. Now the music's off. Let me ask, have you been watching X Factor?
Yes.
I've seen bits. I've been more watching Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
I love
definitely
that.
More excited recently.
Yeah. What do you think of X Factor?
Oh, I haven't really watched it last year.
I think I preferred last year, but I really like out of all of them, my favourite probably is it Rydian or Rydian?
Rydian.
It's Rydian.
Bloke we were talking about earlier
with the white hair.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
We think it'd be really good in theatre.
Yeah.
He's just got a really powerful voice.
He's got a really
voice
powerful voice,
and even look as well.
Yeah.
Do you know who reminds me of the early? You know, Adam Ant. Back then, there was one particular performance he did.
No idea who that is.
You don't know.
The geezer, the Russian from Rocky IV, innit?
No.
Rocky IV?
No. Do you remember?
Who's watched Rocky IV?
No, wait.
The Russian Rocker, yeah.
Rocky IV?
How much spare time do you have, Amel?
Rocky IV is on.
I remember that.
Rocky IV's on virtually every day.
Oh, is it?
But if anyone saw Motown 25 that many years ago, there was a performance with Adamant, and he sang, "Baby, baby, where did our love go?" And he looks exactly like him there. I know there's someone out there listening who actually gets what I'm saying.
All right. I'll check the text to make sure. No, just you then. No, I'll check in a minute. Now, what do you think about Same Difference? Because, I mean, obviously, the first time we saw them, we were like, oh, my God. But now, we're thinking that it's so wrong that it's kind of right.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think back in the day when we had all the pop bands like S Club and...
They
know,
did
Gareth
S Club song
that,
last week, yeah.
Yeah, like, back then when all the pop bands were together, I think they would have done extremely well. I think it's really difficult for them now because...
I think there's definitely a market for them.
Where would that be?
Market? Well, no one was talking about longevity. We were just saying there's definitely a market. Yeah. I do think they're quite sweet, and I do, you know, you can tell that it's their real dream, and so I hope it goes well for them.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they can't stop smiling. They're loving it, aren't they?
Yeah. They're really enjoying it.
Yeah. Oh, she was in bits as well, poor love, on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, they really, yeah.
Yeah. Are you worried, can I just ask, are you worried about Hope stealing your girl band crown?
No,
I wouldn't be, to be honest, either.
But do you know what? To be honest with you, what I'm trying to... Can I just say something, right?
Yeah, go for it.
Can I be completely honest?
No, yeah. Please do.
Please do.
Oh, no.
Keisha's going to be on. Yeah,
I saw two performances, right? Yeah. I'll tell you straight. I saw the Lady Marmalade thing, which was vocally, I think, wasn't good at all, right? But then I saw a really good performance of the Spice Girls. Why they got booted off the show for that performance, I have no idea. Because I thought, if anything, they would have gone after Lady Marmalade thing. Because I thought, like, it was just vocally, it was...
Or the 80s ABBA
pitching.
Track they did.
The pitching was... The 80s ABBA track, they looked really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, they sounded really good. But I really enjoyed the Spice Girls one. And then I didn't know, because I recorded it. And I was watching it, thinking, oh, definitely, they're going to be the first ones through. And then they went.
Yeah,
I was thinking, is everyone deaf? What was Simon on that day? And I fancy Simon, you know what I mean? Simon's, like, one of my dream kind of...
You fancy Simon Cowell?
You know, meet me in a dark alley, do you know what I mean? If I was single, oh boom, God, baby, boom. You know.
Hang on a second. I need, right, you can't just skip over that.
You've given Keisha too much chocolate.
She's on. Okay.
The truth comes out. No, but really,
what is it about Simon then?
Yeah, I think he's really sexy.
She said to us, she went, you know, that look he gives. And me and Amel were like, no. She went, you know, that look he gives.
Oh,
and we were like, no.
No, but last year, I don't know what happened. Like, this year, I haven't really seen the look. But last year, there was something going on with him. And I don't know what it was, a tan or...
Have you seen his new teeth?
Does that help?
I saw him on Top Gear, actually. And, he has got some white.
But that's what's sexy. Yeah.
They're like fridge door white.
That's so... Keisha, have a look this time.
Yeah. No, but that's what's sexy
they're
about.
They're definitely whiter and they're filled out a bit more as well.
Yeah, that's his sexiness, do you know what I mean? That's what girls like. That's what we like as women.
You know? White teeth? Like
on him.
All right, on him.
All right, I was going to say, I could have been in there.
Go on, flash of the smile, go on. Anything?
No, not at all, no.
No, head in the hands.
No, nothing, okay. Now listen, before you go, I've got one more thing to ask you. I've got a bit of a dilemma at the moment, right? And I want to know what you would do from a girl's point of view. Cause I don't know.
Okay.
Right. I'm like starring my own real life rom-com at the moment. Okay. My cleaner She's lovely.
What?
My cleaner, she's lovely, right? She's Polish. And recently she's been kind of pouring her heart out to me because she split up from a boyfriend of 7 years.
That's right. What, a new fancy?
No, I don't.
You're in with a chance now that she split. Like,
well, here's the thing, right? I think she might quite like me. I don't know. I'm just getting the vibe. Right?
Do you like her?
Is this true?
Yeah, this is absolutely true. And like the other week when well, she was supposed to be cleaning, but she spent an hour like telling me her problems, and she cried, and I didn't comfort her in that way, but I just offered some words of advice. Yeah.
Get back to work.
Do you like her?
Yeah, well, she could have been dusting, you know what I mean? But she was.
Well, at least
so do you actually like her?
No.
Right, wait, quick question.
Right.
Tell when she's moving.
No, wait,
you don't need it anymore.
No, wait, because it could be playing hard to get. So, wait, how does it make you feel?
I haven't told you the whole story yet.
Okay, go on.
Right, okay. So, I comforted her, right?
Yes.
And now, like, she's on her own for Christmas because, like, all her friends are going back to Poland. So, here's my thing. Do I invite my cleaner round for Christmas Day dinner?
Oh, only
are you interested?
No.
But
are you
as
sure?
A friend, no, as a friend.
I'm as sure as sure can be,
if
Keisha.
You don't want anything, you know...
Because you never know.
You just want to be a friend.
You
for
can't
her.
Let her spend Christmas on her own. Nobody should spend Christmas on their own.
That's what I'm thinking. But, yeah.
But also, so, that. No one else
if you
haven't
got like
over.
Secret intentions, you're there for a friend and you actually are, you want her to spend
you need to make it clear
Christmas
to her
people,
that it
yeah.
is just as a friend.
What, so I say...
Can you do that though?
Come to my place, friend. And me and my
yeah.
friends.
And wear that uniform that
have
I like.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Not at the moment, Heidi, no.
You could wear one of your uniforms for her that you have in your wardrobe.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Well, the caveman one.
Or the Red Indian one.
No. All right, so I do invite her around.
Yeah, nobody should spend Christmas alone. Yeah.
Well, I don't know her that well.
It's not exactly his fault, though, you know what I mean?
It's not my fault that she split up.
Yeah.
I'd just say
so
to her.
Either way, mate.
Just say, you know,
bring a
friend. I know all your friends are going. Just say, I know all your friends are going back home.
Yeah.
If you're going to be here, you're more than welcome to come around and spend it with my family.
Excellent.
There you go.
You've made my decision. Thank you very much.
And bring a date.
Oh, yeah.
Bring a date.
I'll say that. Good idea. Thank you, Sugar Babe.
Just say come around for turkey, but no stuffing. Radio 1
Podcast. Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, then, let's find out what kind of people you've been meeting while I've been looking at millipedes on a safari.
Under a tartan rug.
Under a rug with some binoculars on Flirt Divert. Take the number out with you if you're going out tonight. I'm going to Bedford tonight to pleasure some students.
Oh, right, okay.
So make sure you put... If you're... What? Make sure you put the number in your phone, please. 0770-774-914. Here's the first message we've got.
Scott Mills is sexy!
How did that get on there?
Okay.
That wasn't meant to be played at all.
Scott Mills is sexy!
Scott Mills is sexy.
All right.
Don't know how that got on there. That wasn't certainly wasn't supposed to be on.
Was that a South African accent I could spot?
Sorry?
Was that a South African accent?
What, from me?
No, from the woman on the phone.
That's not... That doesn't sound like South African.
Scott Mills is sexy!
Or is that your Polish cleaner?
No. Neither of those. Right, any ideas what this is about?
Hello, mate. Yeah, it's John. I think you left something brown in my van. Can you come and get it out, please?
Something brown in his van. What could that be, do you think?
I don't know.
Have a think.
Hello, mate. Yeah, it's John. I think you left something brown in my van. Can you come and get it out, please?
Snooker ball.
Of course. You'd want that back, wouldn't you?
You'd want, yeah. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to get 4 points.
What?
The brown ball in snooker is 4 points.
Right. Okay, good. Now, this worries... It doesn't worry me. It
maybe
just...
they were transporting a snooker table in the back of his van.
Maybe.
And that was the ball that fell out.
You weirdo. It doesn't worry me. It just kind of... I don't understand why people do this kind of thing.
Oh, hi, Jenna. It's only me. Quality night. Dunno. Just wonder if you want to relive those Superman days. Get back to me, baby.
Right. Do you think one of them was... dressed up as a superhero at any point during
probably
sexy time? Why do people do that? That's weird.
You tell me.
I don't know. Surely the other person would laugh.
Well, you have outfits.
Yeah, but I don't...
In your wardrobe?
Yeah, but there's a time and a place, do you know what I mean?
Okay.
For example, a fancy dress party.
Right.
Not, you know, with that kind of time. Oh, look, you're wearing blue tights and a red cape. Wow, it's really doing it for me, it certainly is.
Well, weird. We can manage to clip that a little bit out on its own.
You'd laugh. And here's today's person who knows it's Flirt Divert, but leaves a message anyway. I love it when they do that.
Yeah, this is the Flirt Divert number, innit? You're a minger anyway, I didn't even want to be with you. You made me. Get over it. Bye.
You made me? What? Take the number with you if you're going out. 0770-774-914.
I wonder if you want to relive those Superman days.
Oh, yes, please. We were just discussing the amusing Heidi off the sugar base story that happened to the one that didn't speak earlier. Would you like to recount it?
Well, when they got up to leave and they all came over and said, thank you very much. And when Heidi said thank you to the one that doesn't speak, she leant in and
as if she was going to kiss him.
So the one that doesn't speak leant in to give her a kiss, but she was actually leaning in because she was stood by the bin and she went to throw something in the bin.
She'd eaten a tangerine and she just wanted to throw the peel in the bin. And he went in for it.
And he's just kept that to himself till now, when he's just felt that he's able to share it with us.
Do you know what's worse, though? Mm. When you try and high-five someone, they don't do it back. that's worse.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.